Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The annual No Mow May campaign got underway last month, with several biodiversity groups urging the public to let their grass grow and see what happened. Well, it's been over a month now, so how wild are the lawns? Who's leaving it for another month? Or have you been itching to cut back that jungle? Well, Irish gardening YouTuber Niall McCauley joins us now to explain what people can expect from their gardens. Niall, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. How's it going?
Would you keep a granny, first of all? Or keep a teacher, I should say.
Well, do you know what?
Keep a granny is a different thing altogether.
Do you know what? If it meant that I got... if I tell you what, if it meant that I got some help in the garden, 100%.
Well done. Well done, Niall. How bad are the lawns after a month?
Well, they're actually not too bad, but with the really nice weather that we've had, everything is growing quite a bit. So I'd say if you've been doing no-mow until now, it's going to be fairly tall. I mean, certainly I'm looking out at mine and it's got brilliant stuff in it, though. You know, it's got loads of buttercups and it's got clover and lots of great stuff for wildlife.
And if you were to leave it another month, Niall, as the No Mow May campaign are asking us to do for the environment and so on and biodiversity, how would it change?
Well, I think the big thing is it's going to keep maturing. If you leave it for another month, it's going to keep growing. And the thing is, if we keep getting quite dry weather like we're having, that's actually going to slow the growth down a little bit, which kind of works in our favour. Mm-hmm. It's also going to drive more flowers. If it gets wetter again, you're going to get more leafy grass, which is going to be a bit tougher to cut back. I think the big thing is don't do what I did a couple of years ago. Oh. I decided I would leave mine all the way through the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And it grew about 2 foot high.
Oh. And how would you cut it back? Because you're not dragging the lawnmower around that then.
I know, with difficulty. We've got quite a big garden, and I thought this was going to be the solution to all of my gardening problems, that I would do nothing. And it ended up being a huge job. I think the big thing is no-mow was really good. And don't just do it for May. But what I would do is I would actually let it grow for a month or 6 weeks and look at your own lawn. If you think it's going to be too tough to tackle with a lawnmower very soon, just cut it. It's okay to cut it and then let it grow back again, so that you kind of do no mow May as no mow June and no mow July, you know, and just keep repeating it.
And no mow mowing, which is suit me down to the ground. You'd have to take a scythe. Did you take a scythe to that, Niall, then? Or how did you cut it back?
Okay, so this is where I'm going to be completely honest. I did the absolute wrong thing, right? So I went at it with my lawnmower and completely chewed it up and mashed it. And it was awful, right? Ideally, what you would do is you would take a scythe to it. But what you could just use is a garden strimmer. And because the main thing is what you want is to get that kind of scythe action. Yeah. Cut it down fairly short. Let it sit. Pick a few dry days. Let it sit for a few days so that the seeds fall out and so that, all of that kind of grass and material dries, and then rake it away. That's the ideal
thing
to do.
My God, you'd be strimming that for a week though, wouldn't you?
Well, so this is the other thing, right? Do not do what I do as well, which is I let 2/3 of an acre go. And it is a big job to try recover. The best thing you can do, though, is pick a patch that you know will be manageable. And you know what? Even if that's only a couple of square meters, if everybody dedicated just a couple of square meters, imagine like the patchwork blanket across the country.
Yeah.
You're still
and
doing
the benefit
something
for
good.
Biodiversity would be fantastic. Well, it requires, really briefly, talk to me about the change of mindset here, though, because people like clean cut, tidy lawns for all their lives, and now we're asking something different.
Yeah, I think the big thing is, like, we got to stop doing this kind of keeping up with the Joneses and, you know, looking at each person's lawn and judging them on how perfect it is. It doesn't need to be perfect. And I think the big thing to remind yourself is, we remember 20 years ago, you drive down country roads, your car would be peppered with like squished bugs.
Yeah.
Drive down country roads now, that barely happens. That's how much biodiversity has been lost. So rather than looking out at your grass and going, that looks messy, go and actually have a close look and see it, the insects that are feeding on those flowers, and just tell yourself, this is such a good thing to do. Well, and the more people that do it, the better.
Well, do you know what? We'll talk again, because there's an awful lot to discuss. He is a maestro. You can find him at Niall Gardens on YouTube. Niall McCauley, Irish gardening YouTuber. Thank you very much indeed.